The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You did have the Mets get rained out yesterday, so they'll play two today. The Yankees did have that day game yesterday, Canada Day in Toronto, and the Yankees were kind of a mess defensively yet again as this play, I don't know if he would have got him or not, but certainly set up what turned out to be a big inning.
And the pitch swung on, sent to center field and hit well. Going back is Bellinger towards the 400 mark, and it is gone. Three-run homer, Andrés Giménez, you don't expect that from him. And the Blue Jays take over the lead. Oh, my goodness. Three-run jack.
All right, that's fine. I was going to play that, but I was trying to set it up with the Jazz Chisholm play at third base, and I guess I put him in wrong. My mistake. I apologize. Let's see if this is the clip.
And the pitch. Swung on. Sent to center field.
No, I guess I just didn't load it.
You probably don't have the clip.
No, I do, because I went and got it, because apparently no one did yesterday. Mm.
Breaking ball. Hit down to third. Charging Jazz. Couple of hops. Throws on a run. That's off the bag. And safe. Snyder does run well. That should be a base hit.
Well,
Snyder was getting up that line. It was a slow bouncer.
Once again, a little off, and these throws are something that has been troublesome.
Yeah.
And it's a killer. That is a killer.
It was.
The left side of the infield is killing them right now.
Yeah, I mean, I thought a lot. Even
their pitching stinks all of a sudden.
Their bullpen has not been good for sure. And even Fried gave up the four runs. But even the play Volpe, the ball that hopped over his glove, like even K's, like he gets by him. You're not making a play on that anyway, I don't think. It was more the catcher's interference again with J.C. Ascara, which led to the grand slam.
I have never seen more catcher weirdness in a season. I mean, whether it's the scooping up of the ball with the mask and all these Ascara interferences, it's crazy.
Yep, very much so. So all of that leads to a 12-5 win for Toronto. And by the way, it's strike three. Getting over. So
got to make an adjustment here, JC. Adjustment time.
Or he's going to be driving the car again.
Yeah, he was the Uber guy, right?
Yeah, you know, the amazing thing to me is that the batter really wasn't even swinging. You know, he was checking his swing.
True, but he still hit the glove. And then went to replay review.
It's a hard pass rule. I understand that.
It sucks for them. Good for Toronto. So 12-5 the final. So the Blue Jays now 47-38. Yankees 48-37. The home run I played was Andrés Giménez, the former Met. George Springer, though, how about the day he had? 3-for-4, solo home run, grand slam, 2-run single. He drove in 7. That's pretty good. And this number sounds Met-like for the way they have not been hitting. The Yankees were 2-for-17 with runners in scoring position. Yeah. So they're not playing well in the field. They're not pitching, and they're not hitting. We don't play him, but I will tell you, if you watched Aaron Boone when he was asked the question if he's concerned, he looked pissed off.
Yeah, I did hear the Marco Belletti thing, and I know that Al mentioned it too, but he said, you know, testy Aaron Boone, and then he played the clip. I was like, it didn't sound very testy.
You have to watch it.
Okay.
So he looked like he wanted to strangle a reporter.
Okay.
Well,
right.
You know, the other thing that's going on here, too, is, you know, what the way that these teams are pitching to Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Yeah, and walking him. I mean, they walked him
three walks yesterday.
With a man on first base.
Intentionally, yeah.
I mean, you know, they're just so afraid of him just destroying the baseball, which is a credit to him, but you got to, the guys around him, you know, this is where the whole protection angle comes into play when you're talking about, you know, a lineup.
Here was Ascara, another catcher's interference for him. Then it led to the base hit, and then it was the Springer Grand Slam.
It's on me. You know, I intend to get as close as possible, but obviously not letting that happen. So I was too close today. You know, didn't have my team win today or yesterday. Shouldn't happen, but it's stuff that I can control. But I was just too deep in there trying to steal that little strike.
Wasn't it Ascara two days ago that Boone was not yelling at, but was pretty stern with in the dugout after the catcher's interference?
Yes, absolutely. And he does it again.
What are you going to do? I mean, you know, is Ben Rice a guy that you're going to throw back there every night now?
No, every night. We just can't get that close to the bat. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Here's Luke Weaver. He's the one that gave up. He was the pitcher that gave up the single, the home run. He was out there with the catcher's interference, though he didn't suffer the loss. Mark Leiter did. He was charged with two runs in a third of an inning, got the first guy out, then it was a base hit and a walk or a walk and a base hit.
Guys are like gas cans now.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like every game Mark Leiter's in, there's something bad happening.
This one got away quickly.
Yeah.
Very quickly. Here was Weaver.
I'm trying to get the ground ball in the next pitch and just finds the hole, so... you run into a bad pitch there, a guy that's having a nice day, and yeah, the game gets away from you. So ultimately, I felt like I did a really good job not finding the middle of the zone until it was too late, but that's just something I'll have to live with.
And so now you look up, and the Yankees continue to lead Tampa by a game. Tampa lost again to the A's in 10-4-3, but Toronto just a game and a half back now as they continue to scuffle. Will Warren, Jose Barrios tonight on the Fan at 7:05. As for that Met doubleheader, it's a day-night doubleheader, so Clay Holmes and Freddie Peralta game one at 1:10, and then tonight Blade Tidwell takes on Jacob Mizorowski. That's the nightcap. And then you look ahead, the Mets have nobody to pitch this weekend against the Yankees.
Well, I mean, that's the thing that sort of screws them is Clay Holmes was slated to pitch Sunday against the Yankees, which I guess Freed would be pitching.
He would be in line, yeah.
So you at least would be able to put a check on a checker, as he used to say, but now you can't. And I don't know who the hell that's going to be.
Blackburn will get one game. Right?
Great.
Awesome. I didn't say it's good.
Whoa.
I just said Blackburn are going to game.
No, but it's Sunday. I don't know who's pitching Sunday.
Neither do I. It's a great question.
You never know. That guy could be pitching for somebody else right now.
What do you mean? Like in the
Syracuse?
Minors?
Syracuse.
Yeah, it's going to be. It's going to have to be.
I don't know if they'll make a trade.
Unless they do a bullpen game, which they can't because their bullpen's been just complete. Well, they did off day and then doubleheader, but.
This will be interesting to see what happens with their starting pitching today. Well, obviously, is going to impact the 4th of July weekend with the Yankees. So, you know, hopefully they get some quality out of their starters these two games.
Well, let's hope Tidwell does better tonight than he's done so far in his three games.
Yeah, I'm always hoping.
ERA of 10.
I'm hopeful.
Mizorowski in his three games, all three wins, ERA of 1.
I'm hopeful, but I'm not, like, totally confident.
I would be confident.
Especially with the way the Brewers have been playing.
Oh, they're a good name. Blade Tidwell.
Love it.
That's pretty good.
So go out there and Blade Tidwell your ass.
That's right. Marlins shut out the Twins 2-0. Notable because that's 8 straight wins for Miami. And the Rangers beat the Orioles 10-2. Notable as Jacob DeGrom goes 6 innings for his 9th win. His ERA is 2.13. Not too shabby. They're now 2 games under 500, so they've started to play a little bit better.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50%. 20% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.